Well, hello out there, and welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. Well, I have with me today a very nice, very special public servant. Welcome, Pam Warford, Jersey County Clerk.
Welcome, hi, Chris. Pam.
Welcome.
Good to be here.
Yes. So, well, boy, I tell you what, you're probably busy this time of year.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah. I bet. Yeah. Hey, before we get in to all the voting stuff, just a little history about Pam Warford. Who is Pam Warford? A lot of people know you, but there's probably some listeners who go, who is that lady? Where does she come from? So tell us, born here?
Born in Jersey County, lived here all my life.
Yeah.
Most people know me as Frank Yocum's daughter, which is fine with me.
Yes.
You know, I'm either known as Frank Yocum's daughter or one of my kids' mom, you know, or Jana Yocum's sister. A lot of people know my sister, Jana.
Well, so. I think they know you. Now they're maybe knowing, this might be the opposite way around.
Yeah, yeah.
You went to school here. Where'd you go to college?
I went to, I started out over at Fontbonne. You know, I was in a real hurry to get married to my high school sweetheart.
You were?
Out of high school. Yeah.
I heard about that.
Yeah. And Clint.
Yes.
And and we're still married. Been married for 45 years. So I didn't go to college right out of school. I went straight to work. Worked at the prescription shop for a while. And then I got a job with the Illinois Department of Natural Resources.
Okay.
But I went back to school later. I did it the hard way when my kids were little.
Okay.
And yeah. I went to Lewis and Clark, Fontbonne over in St. Louis, and I finished up at SIUE.
Now, Clint, mm-hmm. What's Clint do?
He's a salesman for Lawson Products, but he also farms.
Okay, I thought maybe he's a farmer.
Yep.
Now, what does Dad do? That name.
Jim Warford was his dad. He was a state trooper.
Yes, yeah. State trooper. I remember Jim. I guess, is Jim still with us? Or
no, he's been gone for a number of years, yeah.
Okay. And you lost your dad, and you also lost your mom when you were quite young.
Yeah, I was 13.
I bet that was kind of a hard blow, wasn't it?
That's a tough time to lose your mom.
Yes.
For sure. And, you know, I think about her every day.
You do?
She's still very much a part of our lives.
Well, that's great. How did she go?
She had cancer, and a form that's very treatable today, but back then, and she did fight it for 6 or 7 years. So she was sick for a long time.
Speaking of Frank Yocum, your father, who is kind of a legend here in Jersey County, can you share one story with the listeners that you remember that you would like to share?
Something he's really well known for, and there are a lot of stories in this regard, but of course he was a big guy.
Yeah.
But he was so fast. He had reflexes and quick. He was just quick.
I actually heard that.
Yeah.
I've heard that.
And he would come to the high school, even when I was in high school, he came and challenged the football team to a 40-yard dash.
Really?
Now, he wouldn't have been good for the long haul.
Right.
But 40 yards, he could beat everybody on the team.
He could.
Yep.
I'll be darned. And did he play football?
Yes.
Yeah.
He wrestled in college. Actually, wrestling was a big sport for him. But yes, he was a captain of the football team, one of the captains.
Do you remember any experiences where he had to run somebody down and he caught him and they go, how did he catch
them? There's a lot of stories like that. Yeah. And you could ask, you know, a number of people in town some of the stories, but he was a juvenile escaped from Department of Corrections down in Grafton one time. And they were looking for him. Well, Dad always drove an unmarked car. So he saw the two juveniles walking on a country road, and he just stopped and said, where are you headed? I'll give you a ride. And they got in the back of his seat of his car, and then something came over the police radio. The guy pulled a gun on him.
Oh, no.
Actually fired two shots, but my dad was over the...
A juvenile inside, did this?
Yes.
Had a gun?
My dad was over the back seat of that car and had him pinned before they could even think. So if you can picture that, my dad But that's one of the stories that's often told.
Yes. Well, that's a good story.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Now, back to your position. Mm-hmm. Now, how long have you been the clerk?
Since 2014. 10 years.
10 years. Okay. When did you think about wanting to run for that position?
Well, for a couple of years before I did it, I was approached by a couple of people in town about maybe doing that. I'm a Republican, and the Republican Party approached me about it. I was actually working down at Pere Marquette State Park at the time, and at first I said, nah. Yeah. But finally decided maybe that would be the thing to do. So.
And how do you like it?
Oh, I don't regret it at all.
Yeah, yeah. Good. So what are your duties as the county clerk?
They're quite varied. Mm-hmm. We're responsible for maintaining vital records like births, deaths, marriages, land records, which is kind of a hidden thing that's very important to our local economy. You know, people own property and they use their ownership in that property as collateral for business and things. It's very important that land records are maintained. So that's a big part of our office.
And property lines.
Yes. Oh,
that's
yes.
Big.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, elections is a major part of what we do.
Okay. So elections. We've got an election coming on.
We do.
Yes. And we had voting started when?
Early voting started September 26th.
Okay. What's your opinion? Do you like early voting versus voting in one day?
Well, anymore, it's become very popular, and I will say that it takes some of the pressure off of Election Day.
Okay.
With an election like this one, if we had to handle the whole thing on Election Day, it would be a huge challenge. We have saved money by reducing and consolidating some of our polling places. Mm-hmm. Because of so much early voting takes place, we don't have to have as much equipment out there on Election Day as we once did. I feel that in the state of Illinois, the period is too long.
You do.
It's very difficult to be prepared 40 days before Election Day to begin early voting, especially in some elections. There's a lot of things that are still being sorted out.
Right. Yeah.
So it's tough to be prepared that early.
Yes. What would you say would be a good timeline?
You know, a couple of weeks, two, 3 weeks would be nice, but I don't see it changing.
And then they also have, what do you feel about the write-in ballots? Is that working out good for you? Where they mail in.
Oh,
the mail-in ballots.
Yeah. A lot of people are very skeptical of voting by mail. And of course, it's been right after I assumed office in 2014 was when Illinois made that a no excuse system. You can vote by mail without a reason, just because you want to.
Okay.
And some states you're still required to because you're going to be away on election or you're in the hospital or sick or something, you know. Mm-hmm. In Illinois, it's no excuse, vote by mail. And though people are skeptical, I see the system from the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And those votes are actually handled just as if you walked into your polling place on Election Day. We have Republican and Democrat judges who come in to process these that we receive by mail. And they're doing the exact same process. They're verifying signatures. And you know, if things aren't exactly as they need to be, they're rejected. Those ballots are rejected, and we reach out to the voter and get their ID, things like that. So it's a secure system. It also requires a lot of manual labor and a lot of work in our office and a lot of expense to send them out.
Do you feel like though? I know you do a great job, and you're secure, and probably many municipalities feel that way, and they look at it that way. But of all the stories that we heard over the last election, what do you think about that? I mean, do you think there's corruption going on? I mean, is it easy? Would it be easy to be corrupt?
I think that it would take a lot of people to be in on the scheme if you were really going to have a major effect.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
So it's not as easy as someone might think to cheat, you know, or if someone did, not to get caught.
Uh-huh.
But I always say I won't throw my colleagues in other cities or counties under the bus and say that, well, Jersey County handles it right, but I don't know about everybody else, you know. And certainly there's games are played in politics and things happen behind the scenes, but I don't think it's being done by your election authorities and your election offices where it's handled. There's just too many people that have to be in on the process, and it would take a lot of people to agree to be in on some kind of scheme.
Yes. Hey, if you're just joining us, I have Pam Warford, Jersey County Clerk, and we're just talking about some voting and Frank Yoakum and a few other things like that. So, Pam, now, how about the rules to vote? You know, for example, what do I, you know, like everybody kind of knows everybody. You walk in now with your driver's license and show it. But how about ID, or what if you don't know somebody? I mean, can you kind of talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. So in Illinois, you don't have to show your ID when you show up to vote.
You don't?
No. You do have to provide ID when you register to vote. So
what do you think about that?
I would be okay with taking ID at the polls or when voting. Again, that's something I don't foresee changing in Illinois.
Well, how do you know it's the same person?
It's done by signature.
Signature.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's saying that everybody can recognize signatures.
Right. Yeah. We're not all handwriting experts.
Right.
But that's another thing about the beauty of a small county and where we have so many people helping us. I have 110 election judges that are working on election day, several that work during early voting and vote by mail, and people know people.
Why is it that you, why don't you have to have an ID? I have to have an ID for everything else.
I know. That's a common
concern. You would think you would need and have to have an ID to vote and not just signature.
Yeah, it's a common concern. Of course, we take within the law, as it is, we take it very seriously. And so when someone does register to vote, you know, we don't cut any corners on that. We make sure we have everything that's required.
Okay. But they have to be registered.
And you'd be surprised, even with that signature, and even though we're not signature experts, an elderly person in a retirement home and their child signs their application. Well, we can tell.
Yeah.
And we reach out and we insist that the individual sign their own application, you know, even if they can't write very well anymore, or someone who is impaired in some other way, you know, they still have to sign their own application. And then if they're voting by mail, they're signing the outside of the envelope that they return that ballot in.
So let's talk about when, where, how voting. So
lots of opportunities.
Yes, a lot of opportunities. So when? It's right now till November 4th. Mm-hmm. You can work. Where can they vote at?
Currently at the government building where our office is on the lower level. We have a voting center that is kind of down around the corner. It's a long hallway, but a nice private area to vote.
What's that address again?
200 North Lafayette.
Okay.
It's the old Methodist church just north and west of the courthouse on the next block.
Okay. So you go in east door, east side?
East door, yep. And down the stairs or take the elevator down mm-hmm. and follow the signs.
Yep. Have you had a lot of early voting?
We have. It's been very busy. 450 to 500 folks have voted early already.
Okay.
Which is a lot this early in the game.
Yes.
For us.
How many do you predict will vote in Jersey County?
Over 10,000.
Over 10,000. How many are registered?
What do you 15. We have 15,000 registered voters.
And 10,000 will vote?
That's my guess, yes.
Yeah. Do you see any way, you know, like we always, you know, there's even, you know, people wanting to get away from Chicago, start another state. You know, I mean, you've heard about that, et cetera. We're overwhelmed by Chicago, you know, the up north. Is there any way that we could dominate a vote? I mean, us, Southern Illinois versus Chicago, could we possibly do it? Do we have the voters? We have enough?
It'd be tough.
It would be.
To be honest. Yeah. I don't know exactly. I haven't looked at the research that to know the numbers, but it would be tough to
match
make
up.
A change. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you can vote now. The day of election, November 5th. Mm-hmm. Yes. How many different polling places are there?
We have 14. There's four here in town, mm-hmm. and the rest are out in the county. And they're based on, you know, where you live. So what precinct you live in is what dictates where you vote. There are actually 22 precincts, but we vote in 14 locations. So there, in some cases, there are multiple precincts in one location.
Okay. All right. Well, how many people will you have working that day?
Like I say, I have 110 election judges in the polling places. I'll have about probably 15 extra folks in the office between during the day and people who are there for election night to help get us through.
And it goes till what time?
The polls are open from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. With any luck, we'll be wrapped up and out of there by 9:30, 10 o'clock that night.
Okay. And whenever you get votes tallied up, do you send that somewhere so people can go online and find out?
Yes, absolutely. We are posting on our website, jerseycountyclerk-il.gov is our website. And right on the homepage, there's a blue button for election results. And we have a little app that's really easy to filter and look. And so we'll be posting as the precincts come in. One thing I would note, precincts first, and then we'll add in early and vote by mail.
I see.
So, and it says right at the top of the app, early voting, vote by mail in, yes or no, you know, so when we add those in, it'll flip to yes.
We'll be broadcasting that as well here at WJBM. Craig always does that.
Great.
Yeah, so those that don't want to, you know, get on their pad, you know, we'll be telling you what's going on there.
Awesome,
so,
great.
Yes. Well, is there, now this election is a big election, big turnout. 2/3 of the voters will be there. Do you foresee that in most of the counties? Do you see that happening?
I do.
Yeah.
And I've talked to a few of my colleagues in other counties, and they've all been busy like we have. One made a comment the other day that we were just talking about. I called about something else, and I said, have you guys been busy? She said, yeah, I'm not sure we're going to have anybody on election day because they're all coming early. But yeah, big turnout going on.
Okay. Well, is there any things that we need to touch on to let the people know about as far as voting goes?
I can't think of anything else other than we're ready to go. Everything has been tested and set up according to law, and we're come and vote. We're ready to handle it.
Great. Well, Pam, thanks so much for coming in today. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And we'll see you at the polls.
Okay. Sounds great.